Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Roger in Tennessee, welcome to the Money Pit. How can we help?
Hi, yes. I've got a small home. I've got an attic full of cellulose insulation. They're actually full. It's only got 8 inches, so I know it needs more cellulose put up there. But my heat pump ductwork goes through the attic and has the ceiling vents coming out into the rooms.
Okay.
My question was, one, if I want to do it myself, which I need to do it myself, where would I get the cellulose, or if that's what I'm going to put up there, what other kind of insulation could I do it by or do it yourself, and should I cover the ductwork itself?
Well, you might find that the easiest insulation for you to work with is an unfaced fiberglass bat, you know, because you can hold these in there in 6 or 8 foot lengths, and they're easy to sort of position. To put in a blown-in product, you really need blown-in equipment. In terms of whether you can cover the ducts, absolutely. There's no reason you can't cover the ducts, and in fact, it would make it more efficient, if anything.
I think I should cover the ducts while I'm doing that other...
Well, if they're in the way, you can cover them or you can work around them. There's no reason not to cover them. There's no downside to this. And if you put the unfaced fiberglass bats in, Roger, make sure you put them perpendicular to the ceiling joist. So you put it across. So if cellulose is settled down flat with the ceiling joist, perfect. Put the bats in 90 degrees opposed to the joist, and you'll get a really good insulation blanket.
If the cellulose is a little bit below the joist, do you want to fill in the rest or not?
You know, in a perfect world, I'd say yeah, but I probably wouldn't. I'd just put the insulation on top of it.
Now, these bats, can I buy that at just a local...
Anywhere, any home center, yep. They come in 16 inches wide and 24 inches wide. And just make sure when you put them in, don't go too close to the eaves so you block your ventilation. Just make sure your vents at the overhang of the roof and, of course, at the ridge are free and open and clear.
Okay, we had an electrician up there doing some electrical work, and I've got to get a hold of him, but he seemed to say that some of the cellulose had settled in the walls. He could look down in the walls because it was open to the wall, and he could look down in there and the cellulose had apparently settled in the walls itself, too.
Well, that's not unusual with cellulose. There's almost always some settlement to it, but if you want to do it yourself, it's a little bit of a hard material to handle. If you want to have an insulation contractor come in.
Well, especially because it has to be pressurized so perfectly
if it's done right,
the wall.
Exactly. But listen, most of your heat loss in your house is going to be through the ceiling. So even though you've lost a bit of walls, if you're looking for a practical, inexpensive solution that you can do yourself, get unfaced fiberglass bats, install them perpendicular to the ceiling joists, and you will definitely see an energy savings next winter.
Thank you very much.
Roger, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.